All right, it's time for Interesting Islander Friday, and we are pumped. One of the busiest men on Prince Edward Island right now, and I mean, he's got a gigantic team behind him right now, but Ben Murphy is here, CEO of Whitecap Entertainment, behind SOMO Music and Culinary Festival this weekend in Cavendish. It starts today, and somehow we have Ben with us to chat today. Sir, how did you find the time to do this? You're so busy.
Just the marvels of technology. It's amazing.
I love it. Okay, Ben, let's unpack this. First and foremost, SOMO's finally here. Okay. How excited are you for this event this weekend?
We're so pumped this weekend. Obviously, the weather is going to be amazing.
Big time.
But you know, we've been talking about a second festival in Cavendish for a number of years, and to be able to get it off the ground last year was, not a straight line. So it's nice to be back in year two, and people are loving the lineup, loving the kind of the vibe of SOMO. Mm-hmm. So can't wait to welcome everyone through the gates today.
Unreal. Now, I mean, let's take it back, because obviously the Murphy name here on Prince Edward Island, especially when you're talking about restaurants and hotels and concerts, it's a big name. And I mean, the legacy continues on. Tell me what it means to you to be able to carry the torch with Murphy Hospitality and with Whitecap into the future.
Yeah, I think it's pretty special. Something, obviously, my parents started in 1980, and they're at a different point in their career now. But they've done such an amazing job, obviously, in the business and then supporting the community. So, big shoes to fill, but, we're trying our best.
Yeah, you had a pretty good mentor over the years to learn from, too. What would you say in the world of business is, like, one of the big things that that your parents would have taught you?
Yeah, I think obviously growing up in the hospitality industry, I think that's, we were always hosting parties and all that stuff, even at our house. And whether it's the restaurants or the hotels, is that's what it's got to be like, is mm-hmm. it's got to feel like they're coming, they're spending their money with us,
right?
And their hard earned money with us.
Yeah.
And, to treat them as they were basically coming into your own home and make sure that the beer's cold and the music's good and
you got it.
And all that. So for sure.
That's a Murphy on PEI is what that is.
No, it's true. But it is like all the time. And I've worked in the hospitality industry over the course of my life. Mm-hmm. PEI to me is a special place. Like it, when I think back to being a youth here and that sort of thing, hospitality and what we offer on the island, I think is unique. But when I reflect on it, it's your family and all that. I really feel that you are you've always been leaders in PEI hospitality, and being able to market that and capture that. Is that a lot of pressure for you?
For sure. No, but I think it's, that's not just us. I think we hear that everyone that comes to PEI of just how you hear that, just how nice everyone is, or the people are smiling and the pace for all the visitors that we get here. And I think, that's not something that maybe is as natural other places in the world. And I think that's a pretty, as you mentioned, a pretty special place, special community here. There's a little pressure, but I think you treat everyone fairly and hopefully they'll return the favor.
Now, you never had to worry about, a summer job or anything like that. There was always a few places that you could go to work. List off some of the experiences you've had over there, because I'm pretty sure you've probably done a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah, for sure. My first job, I don't know how old I was, but I just made tortillas at Lone Star Cafe.
That's a throwback reference.
Yeah, I don't know if that was we're not sure what I got paid or anything, but, that's pretty impressive. I got to work with, Trent Hayes, our original brewer at the Gahan Brewery in the basement there for a few summers. Trent's still with us and he's, obviously probably one of the godfathers of craft beer in Atlantic Canada.
And a terrific fella to boot.
Yeah. And so did that. Obviously bartender, dishwasher, host all through the restaurants. Yeah. And then in 2009, I was kind of back and forth between the family business and ended up hopping on with Jeff Squires and it wasn't Whitecap at the time, but Cavendish Beach Music Festival. Yeah. And I basically worked the music festivals I'd come home in like the spring, work the music festivals and maybe do a little traveling in the winters for a couple of years. So that was pretty great.
Yeah, nothing wrong with, I remember those years, and you're probably still on the golf cart with the walkie-talkie, I would say.
Yeah, I try to say we have a steps competition.
Oh,
so like everyone has tried to get the most steps. So I try to stay off the golf course.
Do you know what I read today? If you cough, it counts as a step. So you could cheat a little bit if you want.
Yeah, okay, no, good to know. Yeah, I'll take all the tips I can get.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take the deceitful route, I guess.
You're going to be on site, so feel free to join the steps comp. So
25 years ago, someone described to me like PEI is going to host these like massive world-class events, musicians, food, culinary, like there's such visionaries here. Like, so like what's next? What else can we do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's so much product that we can continue to add to the tourism industry here. And obviously there's demand for all the visitors that arrive all throughout the year. And PEI is doing a great job of expanding, you know, the shoulder seasons or in, even into winter of bringing people here throughout the year. So I think, you know, that who knows what's next, but the options are endless really. And I'm hopeful with SOMO as we push it and pull it into September that, you know, that allows businesses and maybe on the North Shore, even in Charlottetown, to say, okay, we're going to stay open a little longer. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we'll give this a try the weekend prior, the weekend after. So, you know, it's all about little clusters and hopefully we can spurn some development around.
Props to you for, you know, taking the undertaking of a shoulder season concert. You know, that's in your world, I would assume that's kind of risky, you know?
For sure. When we first moved to Center, people were always bringing that up, but I always reference, I was like, we had a hurricane in July too.
Right. So I remember that one as well.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm sure you do. Can I ask a question? Because I don't know you as well. Do you have kids? Like, do you have a family?
I do not. I have a wife.
Oh, you have a wife. Okay. Yeah. So I was going to ask if you did have kids, how you balance, because I assume this career path takes quite a bit of time and focus.
Yeah,
and
we get to ask that. My wife owns Jules Country Market. So we get asked that all the time, but we don't see each other a lot from April to June or April to Cavendish, but the rest of the year is we find some time.
Well, you're indoors more in the winter anyways, right? Lots more time to catch up on your shows, you know? Ben Murphy is our interesting Islander today. We're chatting about SOMO. We're chatting about Murphy Hospitality and all the many jobs you've had over the years now, culminating in CEO, which is huge. And I mean, I got to pat you on the back for that because this is such a well-oiled machine with a lot of terrific Islanders that work within the umbrella of both companies.
Yeah, we have, you know, such an amazing team, such a group of high performers that allows us to do what we do and continue to do what we do.
Right.
And one benefit that we have as you grow is there's opportunities for these people to grow with us. And I think we had so many stories with that of people with us for 10, 15, 20, 30 years of in all different roles. And, you know, I'm not here without them and the company's not here without them. Because you see, it's kind of funny. You'll even just like walking around town, my dad would always be like, oh, you know, a lawyer here. Oh, they used to serve at this restaurant.
Right, exactly.
So it, you know, you really touch all parts of the community and the hospitality industry. So that's something that's pretty special about the industry as well.
But it does have like that skill set that people learn in the hospitality industry. It is transferable and it's very unique. And when I see young, you know, like I have teenagers now, but people working in these roles where they have to make decisions quickly, that they're trying to listen to a customer, find solutions, all that sort of stuff. Like they're pretty taxing jobs in ways. And there's a lot of learning that happens.
100%. I think, you know, you'll never go wrong working in the hospitality industry because you'll take something from it. There's so many different personalities that you work with. And so many different personalities that you end up serving and you never know who's coming through your door. I use to create that connection with and that might, you know, realistically change the direction or career path of you. You serve a table a certain way, well, someone leaves you a business card you know, we have lots of stories like that. And I use that example too on the music festival side is like you never know you never know who's watching.
Right.
So no, it's true.
Same idea at a restaurant, hotel or
so you're kind of in the business of connection.
100%.
I know it's marketed as hospitality, but that's in essence what you're doing. And SOMO is that bringing, like, you know, the culmination of food, drink, and music, and people is where it's at.
Yeah, I think the live interaction, social interaction is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all getting less of it a bit. Mm-hmm. So, not to get too preachy, but like I think that that social connection, getting people out into, you know, a field in Cavendish, sure, obviously is the large scale that is so important. And, you know, everyone, we all spend too much time on our phones and
way too much time.
So how can we, you know, create events or create experiences that make people kind of come out and hang with us?
So SOMO this weekend.
Yep.
Noah Kahn, Maren Morris, Greta Van Fleet. You know, this is a terrific lineup that really suits everybody. And then, you know, we have also under the White Cap umbrella, obviously, Old Faithful, CBMF. I want to know what it's like working with these artists behind the scenes and their people to kind of, you know, like Shania Twain, prime example. You know, like you're working with her people to bring her to Cavendish. What's it like working with some of these big names?
Yeah, like it's tough. It was tougher earlier to bring them to PEI, gotcha, right? Like gotcha. They didn't know what it was, but obviously Cavendish and to a lesser extent, Whitecap has built a little bit of a brand with the agencies. But, you know, now we're getting to a point where these people, especially on the countryside, like want to come play Cavendish, and they know, they hear about the amazing fans of the East Coast, mm-hmm, and how much they love music is, and the people that have come want to come back. So it's, you know, I'm sure there's a few bumps in the roads, but it's pretty smooth now. And Shania has been one that we've been after for a few years to try to bring her back to. She was a PEI 10 years ago or something, but never been to Cavendish. So, you know, global superstar, country, Canadian superstar, homegrown. So I can't wait for her to come next year.
I noticed a few weeks ago you had Jen Grant.
Yes.
And the Rising Tide, is that what it's called?
Yep.
So I'm a musician and I am always going to be that person. And I love the fact that you have this particular fund. Can you just tell me a little bit about that? Because I think it's so cool.
Yes, we have the Rising Tide Community Fund. We've had that for years. We've rebranded it a bit to kind of get it a little bit more out there. And then so people can apply to it. But essentially it was the 50-50 at Cavendish. And we've used it to support local artists around Atlantic Canada. And, you know, we've bought guitars for an elementary school up west, different band programs throughout the province. We've done shows. We've, you know, supported artists in training and all that stuff. So we've done so many different things with that that money over the years. And, we're starting to get it out there a little bit more now. So hopefully we can continue to do more.
Yeah, I love it. And I think it's so important to make that investment, especially for youth. I think that when Jen Grant played here, there's proceeds that were going to Colonel Gray's band program. So that stood out to me. And I think it's awesome that you guys are seeing, of course, the value in wanting to support local artists in addition to the touring acts that you bring in from all over.
Yeah, and that's something too, that the local acts...
Andrews is coming. Well, she's not PEI, but she's Norder coming.
And Absolute Losers. There's a bunch of guys playing this weekend. And
that's cool, too.
That's cool for them. And they get to maybe they're not as nervous going to another festival because they've kind of figured it. Oh, we've done this before. So definitely something that we try to do at both festivals is, well, at Cavendish, we have a full-on emerging artist stage. Mm-hmm. But trying to get an Atlantic Canadian conglomerate, trying to get them in there. And, you know, Adam Baldwin's opening for Noah Kahn at 4 o'clock. So
giant.
He's from Dartmouth, so we can't wait for his set.
Yes. And he is well loved. Adam.
Oh, he's amazing.
All right. Ben, this has been a lot of fun. You're a busy guy. So, I mean, the fact that you've taken 20 minutes out of your, or an hour, sorry, out of your day today to chat with us is a big deal. So thank you very much. If people want tickets or information on SOMO this weekend, or if they want details on, you know, Shania Twain and Lainey Wilson's a pretty big deal next year for CBMF, give me a couple of websites that people can check out.
Sure. SOMOfest.com for SOMO, Cavendish Beach Music for Cavendish, WhitecapEntertainment.com. We do tons of shows over at the PI Brewing Company throughout the year. And I think just for the lovers of live music, get out there, support it throughout the year. And that's it.
Thanks for doing what you do. A big shout out to your team. It's huge in the Cavendish area and on Prince Edward Island, straight across at all the restaurants, at all the festivals that you guys are behind. It's a big deal. So thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for coming in.
And thank you guys.